It's hot off the wire with Al Freeda.
Reporting live from the block, man.
Another bombshell in the Paris Jackson suicide attempt. Listen to this, Russ. The Sun is claiming that Paris Jackson attempted suicide early this month after finding out that she and Prince Michael do not have the same biological father. Now, you know it's been rumored that the bodyguard was the dad.
Right.
They say Paris always wanted to believe that Michael was her dad, but was aware that wasn't really the case. They say she's convinced her and Prince were, she was convinced that Prince and her were full siblings. And after finding out, I don't know from whom, that he allegedly is not, that sent her over the edge.
They don't look anything alike.
Her and the brother are similar looking, her and the older brother, but the little one looks nothing like them. Now, you know, his family's like that. You might not look like your brother.
Right.
So it doesn't mean,
but, you know, too many secrets. You got to tell the truth.
Just tell the truth and get it over with. Congrats to Kim, Ye, Kanye, and Kim. Welcome to baby girl over the weekend. The baby was apparently 5 weeks premature, had to be placed under ultraviolet light and an incubator moments after she was born. But the baby is reportedly breathing on her own and healthy.
And we're going to be talking about that during the people poll, because a lot of people, like 5.5 weeks.
Yeah.
And they're saying, okay, they were doing it because maybe he has to go on the road and this and that. Who jeopardizes the health of a child to bring him on prematurely?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm wondering if that was a full-term baby.
Yeah, I don't know. Jay-Z's already gone platinum in his album Magna Carta Holy Grail. Doesn't even come out till July 4th. How you do that? You gone platinum and your album ain't even out yet. I'll tell you how. Samsung has already pre-purchased 1 million copies of it for $5 a piece. If you're a Galaxy Samsung customer, you get that.
Man,
three days before.
I was at this bar watching the game, and these ladies
y'all
were going.
Saw that commercial.
Yeah, these ladies were going in. They were like, God, he's just rough.
Jay-Z?
They're just like looking at him, just like, this one lady's like, I'm sorry, he's just not attractive.
No, you know what? Jay-Z looks a lot better now, and I don't think it has to do with money. He's charming, number one, but I think he's just, you know, he's grown.
He went from a camel to a moose.
Wow.
Kind of. You might say that.
That commercial was ridiculous. I mean, just the beats that they were coming
up
with. You loved him. You loved him.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Get off his underwear.
Yeah. You're pulling him down around his knees.
Jeez Louise.
Did you ask? I'm sorry, Albert. Did you ask him to take one leg off?
Yeah.
Huh?
Or you just pull him to
just
the side?
He's on the band.
Yes, pull him to the side.
Just take one leg off.
I'm talking about the music.
Ludacris is laughing off rumors that he was involved in a fight at a party he was hosting over the weekend. Initial reports were that he got hit in the head with a bottle.
That ain't going to happen. Beep that.
Quick. I thought you said Negro.
Easy.
Somebody real comfortable this morning. Somebody real comfortable.
Yeah. This dude ain't got no head. He turned sideways, man. He's gone.
Luda did tweet a picture of his uninjured head with a caption. Whoa. This is what a bottle to the head looks like.
Right.
Okay. 2 Chainz must have seen that video on TMZ.
That.
Yes,
yeah,
I hope we did.
Yeah,
too.
It made it.
Y'all tweet us and let us know if it made it.
Okay.
Let us know what Russ said. Tweet us, let us know. Anyway, 2 Chainz saw the video on TMZ. We all saw it and we were like, clearly he was robbed and he ran. Well, he's talking about it when he was robbed in San Francisco. He says the reason he ran was he saw a second gunman, and that gunman obviously fired, and it was.
Oh my God. Wait a minute. You can't keep doing that.
Stop it. Stop it, sir.
Sir,
cut it out.
All right.
Tyra Banks was hanging out with
a new... make sure it's working.
Tyra Banks was hanging out with a new mystery man over the weekend. Beep this. It wasn't a... No, I'm just kidding.
No.
I'm not doing it. The guy was white. He looks like a former model. Great body, maybe in his 40s. So,
right.
And you know how Amanda Bynes has been going on everybody.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Her story is entertaining to me. She went on the guy, American Pie's star, Jason Biggs, and she was like, if you ain't hot, I ain't talking to you.
Wow.
So, anyway, Dr. Drew got into the Twitter war. And you know what I'm thinking now? Maybe she wants to go on Dr. Drew. She wants a reality show. And maybe that's what all this was about. I don't know. Top to the box office over the weekend. Man of Steel was number one. It made 113. I want to say it made 118, but I have it written here. $113 million over the weekend. Best June opening in history. This is the end, which Russ says is a par pick. He loved it. Made $20 million. It was the number two movie. And Now You See Me, which I saw. Great movie. Number three. I'm Al Freeda. That's hot off the wire. You want more stuff? Go to therustparmorningshow.com.